You know, in order to understand the big picture of flu, we look at a lot of different pieces of information and put those together. So some of the things that we look at is influenza-like illness, which just means people coming to their doctor's offices with flu-like symptoms, so a fever, sore throat, or cough. And we see what proportion of doctors are seeing, what proportion of doctor visits are for flu-like symptoms. Another thing that we look at are flu-associated deaths. We look at which viruses are actually circulating based on samples we get from providers throughout the state.
But you're saying that we don't actually know, you don't actually attempt to know how many individuals have actually been diagnosed with the flu.
Correct, because some people who may have the flu might not have any serious complications. They just may be down for a couple of days, so they'll use something from over-the-counter and stay home and recover and then be fine in a week or two and go back to work. So those people wouldn't even go to their doctor's offices. We wouldn't capture them. There's another group of people who may end up going to the doctor's offices but wouldn't be tested for flu, so that would be another group we wouldn't capture. So we don't look at individual cases. We know that it's much more out there. We look at flu-like symptoms and syndromes to get an idea of what's circulating and what's happening.
Let's talk a little bit about the flu shot. I know there are some people who get a flu shot, but they still come down with the flu. And why is that?
Right. You know, it's not something unexpected, even though some people may be surprised by it, because the vaccine, just like most, is not 100% effective. So we would expect that some people who do get vaccinated will still get influenza. There's a lot of factors that affect whether or not a vaccine might be effective, depending on if what's circulating matches what's in the vaccine, which this year, everything has shown so far, we have a pretty good match. Other factors include the health of the individual who's getting vaccinated. A lot of times, if you're 65 and older, your body doesn't respond as well to give an immune response that would protect you fully. So that is another group that there's a vaccine out that's high dose to try to help them to respond better to the vaccine.
How many types of the flu are circulating right now? Do you know?
Right now what we've seen in the state and what CDC has seen from samples they get from throughout the nation is that there are three strains that are circulating. You have flu A, well, you have flu B that's circulating, and then you also have flu A, which has two strains that we're seeing circulating are H3N2 and then the 2000 pandemic strain, H1N1. And all three of those, which are circulating, are in the vaccine this year. It takes your body at least 2 weeks before you become fully protected. And so if you get vaccinated and you get exposed before that two-week period, then you're not protected yet. In addition, there are things circulating that might give you flu-like symptoms that may not actually be flu.
The last week that was reported, week ending January 12th, that looked like a decline in cases from the previous week. Are those numbers likely to keep fluctuating in the coming weeks?
Well, usually we see one peak over a flu season. So far, we've had a peak, so we would expect that we would continue to see cases to decline. The interesting thing about flu is that it's always changing, so it's hard to really predict it, but only time will tell.
Nicole Lee, epidemiologist with North Carolina's Division of Public Health, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.